breaking news on WTOP.
A tornado warning remains in effect until 8:15 for East Central Montgomery County. A confirmed tornado was located over Gaithersburg. It is pushing east at 20 miles per hour. Again, our Dave Dildine had eyes on the storm, eyes on the tornado. He is live again in Montgomery County. Exactly where are you, Dave, and what can you tell us?
Dimitri, I'm off Quince Orchard Road, Maryland 124, west of 270, near the NIST campus. And less than 10 minutes ago, I just watched a tornado cross my path right here in Montgomery County. I've seen a lot of them in the Midwest. I have never seen one this close to home, but it is whirling through Gaithersburg as we speak. Light damage where I am off 124 here in Gaithersburg. The trees were swirling. The leaves were getting ripped off of branches, but I don't see any structural damage right now. This happened less than 10 minutes ago, so I'm still trying to get my bearings, but I can confirm there is a tornado, or at least there was a tornado on the ground here in Montgomery County as of 10 minutes ago. Back to you.
Dave, tell us a little about what it looked like. Sometimes you have the, shall we say, traditional movie-like huge funnel cloud. Other times it looks like a little wisp of clouds in a rotating formation. What did it look like?
Dimitri, a lot of tornadoes in the mid-Atlantic are ragged. They're difficult to see. This was as clear as day. The sky rotating like a top, spiraling down above Quince Orchard Road, again, near the National Institutes of Science and Technology. And you could see a funnel cloud descending to the ground. At ground level, a swirl of leaves, the tree canopy twisting and turning in the wind. It came very close to me. It was just to my north. It's now well to my east, but if you're in Gaithersburg and points east, you need to be in a basement yesterday.
Yes, absolutely. And if you're in Olney, if you're in Highland, Laytonsville, that part of Montgomery County, that is the case. Before we let you go, Dave, why is it that the storm did not necessarily destroy much? And we're glad it didn't, but why does that happen sometimes?
Well, we don't know what it's done prior to this and what it's doing right now. Tornadoes do have a tendency to skip up and down. One house will be untouched, another will be damaged. So the damage reports are still coming in. And like I say, right here, I can only see a bunch of leaf litter strewn, but I have a feeling there's going to be more to it as I venture outward.